Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Hey, this is Maya.
And I'm Stephanie.
And you're listening to The What Project,
where you'll hear inspiring stories of hope.
Hey everyone, welcome back to The What Project. We are so glad that you're here listening with us today. Today we have a special episode for you as we have an announcement.
Yeah, so we've been recording almost 2 years now, and you know, we've heard lots of amazing testimonies, which is what we set out to do, and just had some really neat experiences, and there's just some changes coming that we wanted to share with you listeners in person here and kind of explain why those changes are happening and what you can look forward to in the future.
Yeah, it's been a really amazing 2 years. I have grown a lot just in hearing people's stories. It makes me want to ask the question, what is God doing in your life? You know, what is God's story in your life? So many times we go to church and we don't have those conversations. We don't ask those questions. And I think it's something we should do more often, is just sit down and have a conversation around the table and get to know people, get to know how they met Jesus and how they gave their lives to Jesus.
Yeah, one of the things that in my own life that I've tried to implement is just to ask people more often, like, what do you believe the gospel is? And how do you think, you know, you can get saved and have, you know, eternal life with God? Because I think, yeah, like you said, sometimes we breeze over that fact and we don't ask each other that. And I think we've both learned a lot and gotten a lot of insight just from hearing people's stories. And I think it gives us a better picture of God, too, to see how he works and how he moves and how he just loves each of us so deeply.
Yeah.
So I guess without further ado, I'll let you make your announcement, Stephanie.
Yeah. Well, if the listeners haven't known, I moved about 80 miles south of where I used to live.
You're an Iowan now.
I moved to Iowa. This is true. Yeah. So I have taken a part-time position as a next-gen youth pastor at a church, actually in Prairie du Chien, Wisconsin, which is right across the river from Iowa. And I love every bit of it, but it unfortunately makes recording very difficult. So for the benefit of the podcast, and also for the benefit of myself, I'm actually stepping down and away from the podcast. My schedule right now is as absolutely crazy, and I'm working about 55 hours a week. So just something that I had to step away from. And in my heart, I did not want to see the podcast end. And so over conversations with Maya and our new co-host, we have decided to just transition. So the podcast is still going to be, but I will be stepping down.
Yeah, and it's been a tough decision and one we've just talked through. And, you know, there aren't any hard feelings and there's, you know, there's nothing that's happened to cause this. It's just that God has called you to a different ministry in this phase of your life. And, you know, we both felt like the podcast has been really cool and that there's more testimonies to be heard. So we're going to keep going with it. There will just be some changes ahead.
So I'm really excited because I get to introduce the new co-host to The What Project. It's very exciting. So I want to introduce James. Not only is he one of our past episodes, but he's also Maya's husband. Hi, James.
Hey, guys. James here. I'm really excited to be part of The What Project. It's been a lot of fun to just watch over the last 2 years, all the testimonies that have been heard. Been really encouraging for me and challenging at times, but it has been a really good experience and I'm definitely excited to be a part of it and be a co-host.
Yeah, it's been really fun to work with you, Stephanie, and you know, of course, I'm excited to kind of take this on and do this with my husband, too. And just looking forward to hearing more amazing testimonies and just learning more about people around us and being able to kind of worship God through hearing the amazing, intricate things he's doing in people's lives. So, Stephanie, since this is kind of your farewell show, can you share with us what's one really special moment or experience you've had while recording?
Well, thanks, Maya. That's a great question. I think I just have to kind of bring it back to kind of what I said a little bit earlier, just with the fact of hearing people's stories. I have noticed I have grown as a question asker in my time of being a co-host. I'm more willing to ask those hard questions, or I have an awesome church that I'm serving at, and it's been fun getting to know the people there and sitting down and having conversations. And because of this podcast, I've grown into actually asking directed questions of how they got saved, where they're at. You know, one instance is we have an associate pastor, Mary Jane, and I've gotten the opportunity to ask her about her salvation and ask her about her story. And not only has it brought us closer as coworkers in the church, but it's just great to hear where people have come from, because each person's story is unique. It's not one story that I've heard is the same. And it's really neat to hear how the Lord meets people kind of where they're at. It's not a formula. It's not just say the sinner's prayer. It is, but it's not. It's more than that. And I think that is what the What Project is really about, is just seeing how God meets people in that way, you know, where they're at.
Yeah, I think one of the things that I've walked away with from the stories we've recorded so far is just how each person's experience with coming to the gospel is so unique. Like, God literally is working out these tiny little details in their lives to bring them to a place where they can understand what Jesus has done for them. And they kind of, you know, have this understanding then of the fact that they're sinners, you know, and that they need repentance and acknowledging what Christ has done. And you know, how it can be so different for everyone, but yet the gospel is exactly the same every time. And what Jesus did for each of us is the same every time. So it just gives you almost a whole new perspective on Christ and what he's done and how God cares for us when you really slow down and listen to those intricate details of everybody's testimony.
Yeah. Yeah.
So one thing that's been really interesting to me, just through listening to the episodes and doing my own episode, is to hear everyone's different explanation or different way of explaining what the gospel is in their own words. So, Stephanie, in your words, what is the gospel?
Yeah, thanks, James. That's a really good question. And I think, to me, it's, first and foremost, it's the love of God. I'm just reminded of one of my favorite scriptures out of Romans chapter 5, verse 8. It says, "But God demonstrate his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us." And I think that just sums up the gospel. It's the good news that Christ died for us. Before I even got a chance to really understand my sin, he died for us. Before I got a chance to ask for forgiveness, he loved us. And I think it's the love of Christ that leads people to repentance. And to me, that's what the gospel is. That God so loved us that he gave Jesus, his only begotten son. That if we believe in him, Romans 10:9-10, if we believe and confess with our mouth that Christ died for us, we shall be saved. And to me, that's what the gospel is.
Yeah, and that's really why we're here doing the What Project, to just take a moment to just kind of celebrate that and really think about it and slow down and praise God for what he's done through Christ on the cross, and that that gift is there for everyone. Like, we can all come to that place of humility and ask God for help and ask God to save us. And Christ has done that work, and it's sufficient. And once we ask, he forgives us.
Yeah.
And we're made new. And that's the beauty of the gospel. And that's what we're all about here at the What Project.
Yeah.
So we're going to continue to record testimonies. We will be releasing episodes in the future. We might take a little bit of time to just regroup a little. We'll have to make a new intro, like some of those things, and just kind of switch Stephanie's role over to James. So, but more is coming. We're still excited to hear more testimonies, and maybe Stephanie will be able to jump in sometime and be a guest co-host. And
I would love that. Yeah. And I just want to say thank you to our listeners for allowing me to share my heart in these, you know, stories that we record for you through people's testimonies, but the opportunity that I get to share little nuggets here and there. And it's been fun. It's been a great ride. And yeah, I'm looking forward to coming back as a guest once in a while and, you know, still being a part of the What Project, just not directly a part of it.
Well, I know I appreciate, and all the listeners appreciate, all the time and effort that's gone into creating the What Project, and I'm really excited to be a part of it as we continue to record and continue to release episodes.
Yeah. So I hope you'll all continue to join us on future episodes of the What Project, and just thank you, Stephanie, for the time you've invested and all the editing you've done over the last 2 years. And Stephanie's really the techie one between the two of us, so she's really taking care of that side of it for the whole duration. So just appreciate what you've done and how you've just cared about the gospel and wanted to share it with others and sacrificed your time and energy over the past few years for that common goal. So we appreciate you, and you'll be missed. It'll be sad to record without you, but we also are excited for the doors that God has opened up for you and can't wait to see what he does in the future in all of our lives.
Well, we just wanted to thank everybody for listening to this episode of The What Project, and keep an eye out for new episodes coming soon.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of The What Project. If you're local to us in Southeast Minnesota, we'd like to invite you to a concert that we're sponsoring. We have the Trampolines coming along with Break Free Dance Crew on Saturday, April 20th at the Wyckoff Commons Gym in Wyckoff, Minnesota. Doors will open at 6 p.m. for games and snacks, and the concert starts at 7 p.m. Admission is free, and the first 100 guests will get a free t-shirt. If you'd like more information, you can find us at facebook.com/whatconcerts. We hope to see you there.